Thank you, Blake. Here's my note.
Hang Zone coming at you.
That's us. Just a brief moment here before we get into possibly more fun stuff on the crash that occurred 35W in North Fort Worth around 6 a.m. yesterday morning. At least 133 vehicles involved in the incident. The number of deceased now been increased to 6, and I think 5 of the families have been notified. It's just...
Wow.
I saw Bud Kennedy from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram say this yesterday. Guy that I loved reading growing up. He's been around here a long time. And I think he couched it as, in terms of, I'm not going to be retweeting or quote-tweeting or posting any of the videos of this for my own, just the way I want to approach it. But this is the worst traffic accident I've seen the entire time I've been covering the community. And it was one that in now's day and age, where you do see videos of people who are stopped and probably looking behind them, knowing, because they were in the Texpress lanes over there to the side. Can't get out of that. So they're probably looking back like, that car is going to hit me. There's absolutely nothing I can do right now. And I was just lost in my head last night thinking about... I've had that thought before when you get stuck in traffic on the express lane. The, you know, whether the two lanes over there, even the ones are worse, but if it's the two lane thing, damn, I'm going to get past traffic. When you get caught in traffic right there, and now you're stopped in between those concrete barriers, as a person with some mild claustrophobia, that has always, always concerned me.
So was it between Fort Worth and Denton?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a lot closer to Fort Worth.
Yeah, just north of Fort Worth. Yeah.
So south of 114?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, just because I know when you go north of 114, the lighting is very, you know, if it's 6 a.m., it's probably pretty dark.
I think it was just north of 121. But I think that the problem here was it was kind of a blind hill.
Yeah, which that's happened over there.
And I think that's why cars were going so fast, is because they couldn't see over the hill, and then it was just too late to stop.
Yeah, to not know there's already 30 cars piled up right there.
Well, some of them also couldn't stop.
Well, yeah, but then once you see it, you're like, oh, wait, oh, now I'm in ice.
Yeah.
And there's just slammed right into the
A lot
pile.
Of talk about what was wrong with the roads, and now we have, you know, lawmakers weighing in and asking questions.
Oh, good.
About, yeah.
That's great. They'll help.
Well, I mean, it is kind of their job, you know.
To weigh in.
I think it's more weighing in, saying we want to know what was going on with this road. What, as far as how was it treated, who treated it when, was that done properly? I mean, that's actually kind of the thing that you should concern yourself with,
yeah.
I think, if you're an elected official, as opposed to mandating that an NBA team plays the anthem, you know, because one of them killed people and destroyed families, the other didn't, but...
The other will help you get votes.
Yeah.
The odd thing is that must be the only stretch in Fort Worth highway history that doesn't have a bunch of orange barrels on it.
Okay, not really time for your commentary on Tarrant County traffic flow. We know you hate driving in Fort Worth. You let me know.
I think everybody knows I'm right. That's the thing. And you're just trying to defend
it. It could be that you just pretty much drove on that one part getting into downtown and out of downtown, and you're extrapolating that to the whole city, but...
I've driven every inch of Fort Worth highways.
But please, right now in this space, let us pour one out for Dan's Fort Worth traffic experience that has been so jarring and damning.
Again,
for you.
Again, there's no one else disagreeing with me except you.
I think everyone else just kind of wants to leave it alone. But... That storm was caused, of course, by big weather. So we here in the Hang Zone, from noon to 3, we have our very own weather correspondent. Let's go to him now.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Very cold air with snow is headed towards Dallas, Texas on Sunday, February 14th, 2021. temperature's going to turn really cold with snowy conditions. I recommend to people to dress real warm, wear warm clothes for people living in Dallas, Texas, and the surrounding areas, including Fort Worth, since the cold air has come from Canada. That's going to bring really cold temperatures. It's going to bring snow in Dallas and surrounding areas. It's going to bring extremely cold temperatures for nighttime on February 14th. I want everyone in Dallas to dress real warm, wear warm clothing. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Drink lots of green tea to keep you warm. Have your furnaces, fireplaces ready to keep the house warm. Put the salt on the road. Get your salt trucks ready as well. And the snow is going to trigger really slippery driving conditions in Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, and surrounding areas. Don't get too cold. Stay warm. Be safe.
How about that?
No. No, it's not Josh. It's Frankie McDonald. He mixed up the tagline. He's gone he's gone a little bit more health-conscious. Because rather than your order your cases of Coke, order your cases of Pepsi, he's now talking to you about green tea and...
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or red tea or...
Yeah.
It's the Tom Brady influence.
Get your cauliflower rice.
Right. Yeah. He's replaced pizzas and Chinese food with avocado ice cream.
Well, actually, I went outside this morning. I wish I would have listened to this. I was wearing a tank top and my shorts, but his recommendation on dressing warm, that's something I had not thought of. So I'm real glad for him, for his existence.
Yeah. That's what the news media is there for, to protect and to inform.
To steer me in the right direction.
Speaking of the news media, we now go over to our Eye on News Media news desk. We played this piece of audio for you the other day. This is from Fox 4. This occurred Tuesday night, I believe right before Jubb appeared on Ticket Tuesday. So, I was first notified of this. Someone said, hey, you need to check your DVR at about 10:08. There's something that I think you're going to want to hear. This is Fox 4 reporter Macy Jenkins with a story about the vaccine.
So county commissioners are relieved that it could reach a deal to get a huge boost from UNT Health Science Center.
We think we may have it hammered out.
The agreement, worth $25 million, will see UNT taking the lead.
Okay, so listen to the verbiage here. It's you need to pay attention to every word.
Science Center.
We think we may have it hammered out.
The agreement, worth $25 million, will see UNT taking the lead.
Okay, so I don't know if anything jumped out at anybody there. But then I was informed.
They want to watch the University of North Texas.
Right.
Take the lead because it just got hammered.
Right.
Or the agreement got hammered.
That's right. Then I was informed, hey, you may want to look a little later in that newscast before Jubb was on. Steve Eager, now, it's a good thing that Jubb was remote doing Ticket Tuesday that night because we know he's not going to be in the same studio with a man that he dubbed Steve E-Break. That's not what we call him. We're friends of Steve Eager's.
Yeah, good dude.
So see if anything jumps out of you here.
Tarrant County announced a multi-million dollar deal with UNT's Health Science Center to take over and overhaul its vaccination plans. The agreement, worth $25 million, will see UNT taking the lead with locating and operating.
Okay. The copy's almost exactly the same. Now, I don't know how these news orgs work. Whether it's all written by a copy. I thought Anchor wrote copy. So maybe Steve wrote it. And then and Macy also uses a very similar script.
Or is she stealing his bit? Like,
I don't know.
Is that...
I bet it's like from the AP, from The Wire. And they just grabbed the story and didn't edit it. And that's why the exact same story. And whoever wrote that didn't know about Dan's obsession with Seep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's no fun.
Yeah, Julie got dumped. No, Julie, you just...
There's a way to play this game, my friend.
You can't just spell it out.
What?
Yeah, you...
We can't spell things?
What you would have said there is Dan's obsession with...
seeing. It wouldn't have been the same.
I know, but the mind,
okay,
people's minds can warp
it's only
around.
Day two of the Hang Zone. I'm just learning the rules.
Yeah, and we're yelling at Julie for
this is not
spelling out the dirtiest of dirty words.
Dan's known for.
This is not the new era I anticipated.
I mean, the anchors just said it.
No, no, what they did is this.
The agreement worth $25 million will see UNT taking the lead with locating and operating.
Okay, so you see there's
yeah, you can't just take
the meat out of the sandwich there.
She two just words wants to out, yeah. Her.
It's been a rough
Now, you can say those four syllables in a row if you have the proper context on the front and the back.
I said well, that you letters. Like it.
Well, that was the first context. One is not a letter, Jake. The first one is the word C, spelled S-E-E.
Right, C.
But you cannot.
E-E-U for university.
There are four syllables.
Who got makes you. These rules?
We look.
Look, don't
we don't know.
Don't ask us. Look,
we just know that this is the game.
Preaching to the choir.
If you throw four pitches that are not within the,
right.
you know, chest and knees, then you get to walk to the pillow.
Okay. Well, I feel pretty good about.
But if you walk to the pillow, you'll be. They'll say you don't hustle enough, and that's just an unwritten rule. You got to kind of jog the
yeah.
pillow.
Boy, this has been electric. I had more, but you know what? Let's shut it down there.
Oh, no. Don't leave it there. I ruined it all.
No, no.
Is that your first time being dumped?
I think so.
No.
There was one that was debatable. I don't remember what it was.
Well, that one was not.
Yes, it was.
Good stuff, guys. And gals.
And gals, for sure, today. All right, coming up next. Look. I don't want to put Stephen A. Smith audio on our show, but it's Stephen A. Smith talking to Wonder Boy Luca at length, and I think you need to hear it on